Hi there, everyone, and welcome to The Pink Atheist. I'm your host, Rachel Johnson. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about, once again, Donald Trump. And we're going to be going over his wife, Melania, and her interview last night with Anderson Cooper. Now, I'm not sure if you caught it, but you can probably go online anywhere at this point and find out what exactly was said. Twitter erupted in a storm last night after she did the interview, and one of the important hashtags was, Billy made me do it. Now, I don't know about you. I did something so egregious as to say that, you know, based upon my income, my color, and who I am, my name, that I have the right to sexually assault people, women specifically. I think that the thing that I would do is take it upon myself to really reevaluate who I was as a human being. But more is, I think that I would have to say things like, you know, I'm terribly sorry. I said some horrific things, and, you know, take responsibility, own it. Because otherwise, people just look at you and think, what is wrong with you that the best that you can do, and the best that Donald did do, was really kind of lay blame on other directions. He didn't really accept any kind of responsibility. And this is what she reiterated last. You know, Melania Trump came on and she was saying how deplorable and awful she thought it was and horrific, and how she thinks that those words are disgusting and unacceptable. But by the way, Billy made him do it. And that was the gist of what this interview was about. It was such a slap in the face. And I listened to this woman. She said it was boy talk and that she's heard men talk like this. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, what circles are you running in? Because I have never heard guys go around and blatantly talk about sexually assaulting women and their right to do this based upon who they are. This has never been something that has actually happened in the area where I am. And I was just taken back by the idea that this woman would sit there and say that, hey, you know, I've heard guys talk like this, but not my husband. And I'm like, really? Because if you know who she is and you know her background, it kind of goes a little bit back to that, that she came here under a visa to visit. And then she says she got the visa to work here and she did modeling. Some of it very risque, which I have no problem with because, you know, I'm not the religious right. I'm not going to pretend that, I have some moral hang-up with what she did, other than to say that it's hypocritical to call one person on their behavior and not call her on hers. You know, if everything Bill Clinton did was fair game, everything she did and everything Trump does is fair game as well. So, while I have no personal issue with it, I can see why people would take issue. And I've debated this with others, and I've said, like, look, I have no feeling like she shouldn't have done it or it was disgusting. It's modeling, and honestly, I really don't care. It's her body and her life, so whatever she chooses to do. But then to try to be this pious Christian woman who acts like she's in this great relationship and she's this wonderful person, it's kind of contradictory, because what she said last night alluded to a lifestyle that is nothing like what she achieved. And I think that, and I'm going to say this, I think that she wanted to find a husband who was worth money, because she seems like that if she was hanging around men who believed that they have the right to sexually assault others, she was hanging around deplorable individuals and possibly ones with money who felt identical to how Donald Trump does. And you know, speaking to his background and the allegations that he's facing with child rape, of a 13-year-old girl. So he's hung around that these are the people that he has associated with. And through these lines, she has got to know him, which says a lot of terrible things to me, but it speaks volumes to what I heard last night, because I didn't hear a real apology. I didn't hear a real rebuke of what actually did happen. What I heard was nothing but excuses and blaming someone else. If Donald Trump cannot take responsibility for his behavior in something simple, well, it's not, the language is simple, the actions which he took, because there's been numerous allegations popping up, and I don't dismiss that, because he has actually said that this is his behavior. So the actions themselves are egregiously disgusting and warrant him being charged with them. And I can understand why women wouldn't have come forward. He's a very powerful man. If he can silence a prosecutor in Florida through bribery, if he can get out of numerous other things by donating here and there and paying off people to shut up, including his ex-wives and their agreement to not be able to disclose the surroundings of their divorce, then I believe that he could silence women who would want to file charges on him for sexual assault. I very much could see that that is a reality. So when I listened last night to this, one of the things that crossed my mind, really, really solidified it to me, is how loathsome this was, listening to this woman go over the idea. He wouldn't do it. It was just boy talk. Just like she doesn't believe any of his accusers. And people are like, well, why are they coming forward just now? Well, because when you have a man who says these kind of things, and he wants the most important office in the nation, he wants to represent an entire society in this manner, I think that anyone who has a conscience and knows what this man has done should, at this time, if they've kept silent till now, it's worth risking everything you have, everything that you are, to go for it now. Silence can no longer be tolerated, because if you let this man take the reins of this country, I cannot imagine the steps towards dictatorship, to me, that our leadership and their powers has been going this way in the Republican Party, this towards some kind of controlling mechanism where they get to silence the people. And that's a scary thing. With all of this apologetics, to me, this has ruptured the foundation of sexism in our country. It has ruptured all of the seedy, underhanded lies that have been said about feminists in our anger. There's a little bit of truth about being an angry feminist. Some things do make me angry. Most things don't really, take me there. I may say things to people on Facebook and Twitter, and a little bit that is who I am. I'm just like, if you can't be bothered by the truth, I can't be bothered by you. It's just, ridiculous that you want to sell me some version of the truth. I have to spend hours reading up on this stuff in order to debate people, in order to know, contrary to my own beliefs, what's going on. So I get really agitated really quickly with people who can't bother to even take time to understand what they're saying. So when it comes to these allegations, Donald Trump, things like that, I have to be well-versed. And I spend a lot of time doing that. And I can tell you this. Over the course of this election, there has been so many things brought to light about this man that have been highly disturbing. And he speaks to me of somebody who is so in love with totalitarianism. Excuse me, I said that so bad. But you understand the gist of it. He seems like he just wants to put his foot on the neck of America and rule it like that, and make this nothing but degrading place for workers, for people, especially for women, to be. He doesn't seem to me like he relatively wants to add anything to this nation that is positive. And considering what we've had for the last 8 years, that's completely a turn in the worst opposite direction. And women are seeing this. You know, I'm very thankful to my fellow ladies out there who can't tolerate the idea of a man feeling like he has permission to sexually assault other women. I appreciate that in this we are uniting and saying no. Now, there are women out there who have worn T-shirts. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the woman. She's wearing a shirt and it says, "Trump, you can grab my pussy." All right? And I'm thinking to her, you don't even know. This is, you are so disgusting. If I were to meet her in person, I would look at her and say, you are the most disgusting woman I have ever seen in my life. Because you literally don't understand the difference between consent and assault. Second of all, you're making fun of victims of assault. Okay? Like it's no big deal. Like it's a joke. You should never treat the victims of assault like it's some kind of joke. It's not. You know, I think people take for granted how devastating and horrific assault can be. Sure, Trump only said, you know, he grabs women, he kisses them, he grabs them by the pussy, and then he could do anything he wants. Okay? But you're not thinking about that further. So you don't think about the fact that some of these men will go so far as if he grabs you and he gets you, going to do whatever it takes, including shame you, abuse you, drug you, all of the above. All right? So it's not just as simple as grabbing a woman. It's not a word. It is an action that is a horrific action. It is against the will. It is without the consent of a woman. And let me be clear. That to me is disgusting. Because women are not things, we have the right to our body. So watching Melania Trump last night was, for me, almost enough to throw up. This woman thinks that what she did last night was somehow alleviating the pain and suffering of women of this nation. And all she did was make excuses. So now, you know, Billy Bush has lost his job with NBC. And they are talking about his ex, which I find completely and utterly stupid, because you could tell he was going around along with the guy, Donald Trump. He was going along with Donald Trump to go along. I mean, yes, he really did egg him on to try to get to see if he would do it, which is a bit twisted in that moment. And I'm not excusing it, because both of them were absolutely disgusting. Okay. But I think in that moment, he really wanted to see if this is what Trump was about. Because who says that? Who says that they have the right to sexually assault a woman and actually believe it? I really don't know that I have ever faced anyone like that. I mean, I have faced men who have sexually harassed women. All right? And I guess in some aspects, maybe I have been close to that, but I've never heard them brag about the behavior. I'm sure that they have. And anyone who would listen to that and just be like, oh, yeah, that's fine and that's cool and whatever, is really a deplorable human being along with the aggressor who sold anything. For me, it just further showed that the level that America will stoop to be part of America, to oppose Democrats. It is just astounding. Like Dinesh D'Souza on Twitter, I've watched him, and he's just fighting for Trump to win. And I'm like, at what point do you know that the Titanic is sinking and jump ship? At what point do you say it is immoral, beyond reproach, to defend this individual and jump ship? I would have already. Even if I was a Republican, I know that this is beyond the bottom. and that anyone with any kind of decency would have already severed ties with him. And many have, and this individual highly deplorable, if not hypocrites. At least I can say one thing about them, that when it came down to it, they had the chutzpah, they had the audacity to dissent. They finally dissented and said, I cannot go any further. And I appreciate that. I think our country is kind of wrecked right now because we can't align with political ideas that are opposed to our own without this massive Grand Canyon between them. There is give and take, and then there is just batshit crazy. And let me tell you something. Republicans have gone there, and I don't know how they're ever going to get back. And I can honestly say some Democrats have gone that direction too, like way, way, way so far left that I don't know how to find them. But this is like a majority of their party. It has literally collapsed in on itself. It is like a bad nightmare for them that is not going to be over soon because this is fodder. Like any of these guys who go up for re-election, one of the greatest things that their opponents can do is say, remember when they defended Donald Trump and his words about sexual assault? Remember that? This is how he feels about women. There are Republican women. They definitely vote. And even Republican women don't want to be sexually assaulted. No woman wants to be sexually assaulted. This is what guys don't get. Their days of treating women with whatever kind of demeanor they want is over. It's done. We don't want to go back to the dark ages where women had to stay at home with babies. You know, it's not every woman's dream. And I think that Trump has opened up all the cans of worms in this election. He has really brought to light how much work we have to do in America to get rid of these sexist ideologies, to battle rape culture, to change what we think about how we can judge others, because he has said some of the most horrific things about, you know, Muslims entering this country and Mexicans and calling them rapists. And every time he mentions an African-American person, he puts them somewhere in the city where they're getting shot. And apparently that's all the place that they live, and they're poor, and they have nothing. It's mind-boggling. But I can honestly say one of the most hilarious things I have enjoyed about this election is, I think his name is Alex Jones. And there's a video, and I posted it on Facebook, and you can watch it, I'm sure, on YouTube, but this guy is literally losing his mind over the idea of Hillary getting elected. And he's saying, you know, Hillary and Obama are demons, and he's saying they smell like sulfur. And the funniest part is, like, this guy turns so red in the face. He literally looks like any second his head is going to. And he's a conspiracy nut. Trump listens to him. Trump's been on his show several times and, you know, talked to him, and he's like, I won't let you know. To him, and he literally looks, I mean, he's crying, he's crying like a baby, and then he's just like wiping his tears, and he's like, I won't go along with it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you need to reel it in a little, because even I am passionately invested in this election, but I'm not going to sit at home and cry about it. I haven't cried about it yet, and I'm certainly not going to let my face turn red until I think I'm going to explode. That's just not something that I can pull off. So, well, I think that we've learned a lot. Because, like, you know, there are other tapes and there are other things. And people are coming forward who worked on the Celebrity Apprentice. One of them is Penn Jillette. He was talking last night, and I saw he did an interview, and he was talking about Trump. And he said Trump is akin to kind of what he was saying backstage at the Celebrity Apprentice. You know, Howard Stern says that he won't release the tapes because it would be a betrayal of Trump. And, you know, that says a lot of Howard Stern. Because, first of all, you're a radio personality. This has been on media, okay? So you've already aired these things. What's the betrayal? If he was willing to say them once on your show, if he was willing to be out and out about them then there's no betrayal now. But I see where you stand, Howard Stern. You're a shock jock who obviously doesn't care about morality. You just care about ratings. So, you know, there's that. And then the defining moment was last night with Melania. And I just want you to understand out there, I have never in my life seen politics get this low. What Bill Clinton did back in the 80s was skeezy. It was just skeezy. And, you know, everybody knew that he wasn't quite respected as much after. You know, before then, women were like, oh, he plays the saxophone and he's a decent guy. And then after everything came out, women were like, yeah, no. You know, he reminds us of the guy who, in our history, has cheated on us. And women weren't supporting that. So I want you to understand that women really turned from Bill Clinton. And while we support Hillary because of her public service, because of her dedication, because of her motivation and how she has helped children and how she has helped women, and she continues to fight for that, we're not really throwing our support behind what Bill Clinton did. I could never throw my support again, you know, because here's the thing. Hillary has faced so many challenges in her 25 years and so many lies. And it's crazy to me, astoundingly crazy, that you take all of the worst that you've got in Donald Trump, his mismanagement of this campaign, his lack of skill, his lack of integrity, his saying that he sexually assaults women, all of that, and you put it up against this highly qualified woman in America still has a problem with her. And you hear these people with all these conspiracies and all of these things that they claim are true with no evidence. And it's just frustrating because this shows the level of, to a woman being qualified, that you face in America. And I'm glad that this election has happened in so many ways, but in so many other, I'm just like, I don't know how America got this far down the rabbit hole, but we need to come back. Because, first of all, women are human beings. We are not things. And I am just saddened and sickened by the length of this election and what it means for women across this country. In so many ways, it means so many significant good things. And I appreciate every man out there standing by women and supporting women and being good to them and kind to them and helping us achieve. You are so much appreciated. And all the guys out there who are rude and disgusting and lewd and make gross comments and try to touch women inappropriately, you are abhorred, okay? You are disgusting scum of the earth. It is not okay to put your hands on a woman in a way which she doesn't want. And Melania Trump is a poor excuse for a woman when she can sit there and blame her husband's behavior on someone else and not give the credit where it belongs. To him. I mean, after all, he was just a 59-year-old little boy talking like little boys do, right? Well, let me tell you something. If my dad at 59 had talked about sexually assaulting women, I would have personally found it to be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I don't know that I would want anything to do with him, let alone if it was my husband, because I would think to myself that